David the King, Part 1. Young David was on the run. King Saul wanted to kill him. David lived in the wilderness, in a huge cave with 400 followers. Sometimes King Saul's soldiers almost found them, but David kept moving. Saul's servant, Doeg, told the king the priests had helped David escape. Saul ordered them killed, but only Doeg was willing to do it. He brutally murdered 85 priests and their families with his sword. It was very wicked. One day, Saul was hunting David and walked right into the cave where David and his men were hiding. Saul was alone. In the cave, David could easily have killed Saul. Instead, he crept close and cut off a piece of Saul's loose garment with his sharp dagger. When Saul left, David called to him, "In that I cut off the corner of your robe and did not kill you, know and see that there is neither evil nor rebellion in my hand." Saul said he was sorry for trying to hurt David. But soon his old anger came back, and he put together an army of 3,000 men to kill David. One night, while the army slept, David and Abishai, one of his soldiers, slipped into the king's campsite to where Saul lay sleeping. "God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day," Abishai whispered. "Please let me strike him at once with the spear, right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time." David refused. Taking Saul's spear and jug, he left the camp. From a hill across the way, David shouted until Saul heard him. Once more, Saul saw that David could have killed him, but didn't. Once more, Saul said he was sorry for trying to hurt David. But David knew he could not trust Saul's word. By this time, Samuel had died. He was the prophet whom God had told to anoint first Saul, then David as king of Israel. When the Philistines attacked Israel, Saul did something terrible, something God forbids. He commanded a woman to call up Samuel from the place of the dead. That night, Saul got a message. "The Lord has departed from you and become your enemy. The Lord has torn your kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor, namely David. Tomorrow, you and your sons will be with me. The Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hands of the Philistines." When Saul heard this, he collapsed in fear. The Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled. The Philistines killed Saul's sons, including Jonathan, David's good friend. Saul was severely wounded by the archers, and he said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these wicked men come and thrust me through and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. So Saul took a sword and fell on it. Finding the bodies of Saul and his sons, the Philistines fastened the bodies to the wall of a captured Israeli city. Some brave Israelites rescued the bodies, took them home, and burned them before burying the remains in Israel. When David heard the terrible news, he mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul, for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, because they had fallen by the sword. Even though Saul had tried to kill David, David honored Saul as God's anointed one until the end. Now God honored David, making him the king in Saul's place. David the King, Part 1, a story from God's Word, the Bible, is found in 1 Samuel chapters 24 to 31 and 2 Samuel chapters 1 and 2.